8:35 on Connect FM, and your morning connection for a Friday rolls on. It's Friday. It's the first day of the month. It's time for the week in review for Tri-County Insider News. And so our news director, Bronson Rasmussen, has joined us live here in the studio. Hey, Bronson.
Well, hello, Dan. It's nice to be here on this August 1st.
Yeah.
Crazy to believe that July's already over with.
July's long gone. And so are those incredibly hot days. Thankfully, we're going to have some beautiful weather here through the weekend. It's not going to get too hot. It's not going to be too cool, but it will be nice at night, like around 50 degrees, like tonight going into Saturday. I'll take that. All of that we can get through the summer.
That I will as well. Maybe my air conditioner won't have to be on overtime.
There you go. All right. So we get together to do this every Friday, or we do our best to do that every Friday. And that is the Tri-County Insider News. That's our local news here on Connect FM. And the week in review. And what we do is we take a look at what were the top stories of the week. Two or three of those, and then we take a look at the stories that you most interacted with, our listeners, through our social media and through our website. And then we wrap it all up with Bronson's choice of his top story, his favorite story, whatever you'd like for the week. So let's get right at it, Bronson. What are our top stories of this past week?
Well, you tried to guess them, but you failed to mention this one when you're guessing.
Oh.
And of course, it has to do with the courts and Herms Saplesio.
I failed on that.
It came out this week that they have ruled some information will remain sealed in the case, an upcoming trial against John Herms Saplesio and Roberta Bobby Schaefer. The government, their prosecution, had put out a 26-page argument against the defense team's motion for a bill of particulars. Mm-hmm. And if anyone doesn't know what that is, they've been fighting for that for close to a year at this point to really get a detailed list of everything the government alleges that they did wrong. Yeah. The government then responded with this article, and it's an interesting read. It is on our website in the article itself. You can read that if you're interested. But it really boils down to that the government doesn't really have to give up every single piece of information.
Right.
Why would they give up the fruits of their labor, as they called it,
right,
for the upcoming trial.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we'll give you the basic timeline and the basics, like here's the bank account itself that's in question, but not really the specifics. And the courts agreed with that, and they decided to seal some of those bank records.
Right. And there's still yet to be a ruling, if I understand correctly, on whether that entire bill of particulars is going to be necessary or not, correct?
That is also true. There's no ruling made on that yet. There's still have another whole week, we expect, until we hear something. The 11th is the deadline, but we're assuming we'll hear something before then, since it's a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, that 26-page document had a lot of information, even at some points where it looked like maybe a plea deal would have been gone through at some point, but it didn't get there, and this is where we're at now, just still awaiting for a trial.
Makes a lot of sense, Bronson, that would be one of the top stories that I failed to think about earlier when we were talking about what some of the top stories would be. Did I do okay on thinking about what the others were?
You did. You got the other two.
Okay, good deal.
The next one, which had a lot of support for it, which I was happy to see, and you're going to be there tomorrow. It's the grand opening of Epic Pizza.
Yeah.
And we went over there. We spoke with the owners. If you don't know where Epic Pizza is, they're right next to the movie theater here in Dubois. And that is at 5370 Schaefer Road.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of interesting themes there. If you're a fan of the 80s, definitely go. Everything there is 80s themed music. They have like a Pac-Man arcade machine in there, giant Rubik's cubes, posters, figurines, just a really blast to the past.
Yeah. And
of course, pizza.
And the remote that you mentioned is going to be on Sunny tomorrow from 11 to 1. And you're right, I will be there. And I've had a great opportunity to have some of their pizza, and it's good. And I love the 80s. 80s was a consequential decade for me. I graduated from high school in the 80s. I graduated from college in the 80s. I married my wonderful wife in the 80s. And
quite a time for you.
So, yeah, it was a great decade.
I love the 80s as well, even though I wasn't born until the late 90s, but
okay,
still can love the time.
All right. So those are our... another top story?
We do. And it's with the Du Bois Senior Little League.
Right.
They went to Worlds. It was short-lived for them, but still making it that far was quite an accomplishment for those kids.
Absolutely. Our congratulations to the Du Bois Senior League All-Stars. They did, of course, win districts. They won states. Mm-hmm. They won Eastern Regionals and then made it all the way to the World Series played in Easley, South Carolina. So our congratulations to them.
Quite an accomplishment by them, so hats off.
For sure. All right, now we're going to talk about the stories that you, the listener, found most interesting because you interacted with those the most, either on our social media or on our website. So what do we have there?
Well, a lot of these ones are coming up are court cases where people ended up getting sentenced. We have a Du Bois bomb crafter. Well, he's going to spend up to 9 years in state prison after pleading guilty to arson. If you remember correctly, back in September, we originally reported that 30-year-old Brandon Collins, he was accused of building a homemade bomb in a 55-gallon barrel drum, which then used propane to just pop the lid off and have it go so far away. And then he was charged on that. And then coming up in December, he barricaded himself inside his home, at which point we reported on that. It was a long endeavor standoff with police where they eventually placed him into custody and were able to go into the home and then detonate some of the bombs. Well, now he has pled guilty to arson and risking catastrophe, and a judge has sentenced him to spend 36 months to 9 years in state prison.
All right, so a lot of interaction with that story. Any others?
Well, we have a Punxsutawney man. He's going to be serving 2 life sentences in state prison after he pled guilty to shooting and killing his pregnant girlfriend in 2023. We had reported back then that 20-year-old Dakota Greeley, he had shot and killed then 25-year-old Trisha Cole and their unborn child. On July 16th, he was sentenced to spend 2 life sentences in state prison without the possibility of parole after pleading guilty to murder and murder of an unborn child.
Okay. Well, we are nearing the end of our time to get this week in review in Tri-County Insider News. And we've set apart this last minute or two so that Bronson can share with us what he thinks is the best story of the week or the top story of the week. And I have tagged it Bronson's Choice. So we're going to hear what that is right now. Go ahead, Bronson, tell us.
Oh, you put me on the spot, Dan. Yeah.
Well, did you come up with something? I know you
were debating. There were quite a few good ones. Like the Epic Pizza would have been it, but it got so much attention. So I'm going with one that came out this morning and didn't have enough time to get attention yet.
Yeah, all right.
And that's with Dairy Queen. Mm-hmm. They had their fun gathering yesterday across all Dairy Queens in the country. For each Blizzard that you would buy, there is a buy one, get one free for the kiddos that are 12 and under, as well as every Blizzard, including those ones, would donate $1 towards a local hospital. And not too local to us, but this one was in Pittsburgh that Du Bois had donated to.
Right.
We don't have a count yet on how much they're actually able to gain, but we were talking about it this morning. I know at least 5 from our Sunny crew that was there yesterday.
So we know there was at least a $5 contribution from the, and I'm sure there was much, much more than that, and we'll get a report on that later.
That we will. We already have it up, but we're just waiting to get that final number for all of you.
Okay. Bronson, thank you so much for keeping us up to date on the week in review as far as Tri-County Insider News is concerned. And we'll get things together again for next week. It'll be August 8th, and we'll do that again.
That we will.
All right. Thank you.